this has been the culture throughout the regime, and now the Fiji First government is still practicing the recruitment of those allegedly have committed offence. And I can refer back to the commander, Francis Keane, who is the brother-in-law of the Prime Minister, who also under investigation, went to a court of law and was in fact taken back as a permanent secretary in the government. So to us, it's a continuation of the military regime into the Fiji First government policies and especially state institutions like the RFMF.
The Republic of Fiji military forces is in theory subordinate to civilian control through the elected government of the day. Is that system not working in this case?
Exactly, that's what we are saying. It seems that the RFMF has taken on board its own, it's not through the constitution itself, it should be under the civilian controlled administration, like all institutions like the police, the security forces, and the correction services. So we find that they are flouting general structures of administrations and the law in regards to who your masters are. So to us, that is the practice now. So we are very, very concerned that this is being done without the proper administrative structures being followed.
Is this being done simply by the army acting on its own, or is the government involved in some way?
You know, it's the overall climate of the government at present, and we feel it's the climate that's been induced by the Fiji First government that allows institutions such as the RFMF with such impunity to do such things. So it's the general climate that's in Fiji at the moment that we are concerned about as a party, where they preach on one hand good governance and the rule of law and transparency by the Prime Minister and the Attorney General, and yet state institutions as such are flouting it. In fact, flouting it publicly and in the face of legal requirements of the police to interview suspected alleged offenders of crime. So to us, it's escalating day by day. It's almost a given in such a climate that we have in Fiji at the moment.
The army has hit back at these sort of comments, saying that the RFMF refuses to be a political football for the opposition, and saying that these three policemen, now soldiers, will be, you know, turning up to court for their court case. So what really is the problem?
Oh, well, that's the usual response they say, but the political flu. But any common person would realize that I was in the civil service myself. Once you're convicted of a crime, then you're suspended from your civil service job.
Now, these men have not been convicted; they've only been accused.
Okay, take it that they were accused, but if you look at the history of what they've been doing, even those who were convicted were taken on board. So that is the trend that we're seeing, that if they're taken on board, even when they're accused, what follows through to us is, even if they're convicted, and some of them were convicted and, after 2 weeks in prison, were out again. So that is the trend that we're seeing. So what would change from that? I mean, if they're accused, then for us, the historical proceedings that we've seen in regards to dealings with this government and the military regime was even the ones convicted were taken on board in the public service again. So we are foreseeing the same scenario, although they are trying to rebut that by saying it's a political football. But it's a historical trend of what they've been doing.
Why do you think the military actually did this? Why do you think they hired these three policemen and now they're soldiers? What's their objective in doing that?
Well, that's a whole. We really cannot understand such thinking. It's illogical that on the one hand we're trying to move forward as a country to try to bring in democratic processes through the elections, and here we have an institution that blatantly flouts general rules of the even common sense to try to build that kind of belief in a system that respects the law and order. And, if you're convicted, at least a state institution should not start recruiting them. And to us, that's really not understandable, illogical, and it can only be driven by the motives.